Ross Bash and welcome our loyal viewers. Ross Bash is Hello in Kurdish, a language that belongs to the Indo-European language family. It is spoken mainly in Iran, Iraq, Syria and Turkey.
Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television brings you uplifting news from around the globe.
Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on Astro 1 at 19.2 degrees east or Hotbird 6 at 13 degrees east in Europe, the Middle East and Northern Africa. Starting tomorrow, November 16th, Supreme Master Television will reach hundreds of millions of additional households via 10 additional satellite platforms in Australia and New Zealand on Optus B3/D2, Africa on Intelsat 10, Asia on Intelsat 10, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S, North America on Galaxy 25, South America on Hispasat and Intelsat 907, and the Middle East and Northern Africa on Eurobird 2. In addition, we will continue to be available online worldwide at suprememastertv.com.
Today in history, November 15, 1887, is the birth date of an American artist, Georgia O'Keeffe, considered by many to be one of the finest artists of the 20th century. She is known for her brilliant use of color in her luminous paintings, often of nature. She said, "My first memory is of the brightness of light. Light all around." She loved painting flowers, often expanding them to encompass the whole canvas. One such painting is Oriental Poppies. Her exquisite paintings of the smallest flower or the vast sky pulsate with vibrancy. Today we remember Georgia O'Keeffe, the immensely talented artist who through her paintings conveyed the utter magnificence of all of God's creation. Just one more day to go. Tomorrow, Friday, November 16th, Supreme Master Television will go global via 10 additional satellite platforms. Throughout the week, we have been hearing from dignitaries, celebrities, and citizens around the world about this exciting development. Today, we will hear from brilliant representatives from the prestigious companies that collaborate with us to make television broadcasting of positive programming around the world a reality. Our first guest is Mr. David Ribble, the founder and chief executive officer of RRSAT. RRSAT is a provider of comprehensive content management and global distribution services to the television and radio broadcasting industries. Mr. Ribble has been phenomenally successful in developing RRSAT so that it can manage the flow of information from one region to the rest of the world.
Mr. Ribble was chosen as the 2007 Teleport Executive of the Year by the World Teleport Association, or WTA, at the Satellite 2007 conference in Washington, USA. In accepting this honor, Mr. Ribble noted that it is the hard work, loyalty, and enthusiasm of his team that has brought the company to its present level of success.
כל המסרים שלה הם מסרים חיוביים, הם מסרים שמאפשרים לאנשים לחשוב חיובית, תחנה שמאפשרת לקרב לבבות, לעשות שלום בין עמים, עוד במיוחד שתחנה משדרת בכל כך הרבה שפות, ואם אני אקח את המצב במזרח התיכון, זאת תחנה שמסוגלת אפילו לקרב לבבות בין עמים שמדברים ערבית לבין עמים שמדברים, בין העם שלנו שמדבר עברית. ואני חושב שהתרומה של הערוץ הזה לאנושות כולה, במיוחד שהיום התחנה הזאת משדרת בכל כך הרבה לוויינים וכל כך הרבה מיליונים של צופים מסוגלים לראות את התחנה, אני חושב שזו תרומה חיובית מצוינת, ואני בטוח שתוך זמן קצר נראה את ההשפעה הרבה של התחנה על מיליונים של צופים. זה אפשרות לקרב לבבות ברחבי העולם, להביא מסרים חיובים בכל רחבי העולם, וליצור רק אווירה חיובית של שלום ושל שלווה על פני כל העולם.
Our next guests are from Pacific Century Matrix, or PCM. Founded in 1999, PCM is a provider of TV broadcast service solutions in the Asia-Pacific region. The company proudly offers to find solutions that match the unique requirements of television broadcasters. PCM's clients include Bloomberg, TV5, Deutsche Welle, Eurosport Asia, World Fashion Channel, PCCW, MTA, Indus Media Group, RFI, and many more.
Joining us here today in a telephone interview is Mr. Gunter Kring, the Chief Executive Officer of Pacific Century Matrix. Also joining us today are Patrick Jung, Senior Vice President of Sales and Business Development, and Johnny Ng, Director of Sales, Broadcast IP, Broadcast Services, Internet Access Services, and VoiceOver IP Services.
Supreme Master Television is a positive television channel broadcasting worldwide, launching on 10 additional satellite platforms on November 16th to 4 more continents.
Very remarkable.
Yeah, we are very excited. Gunter, how do you think Supreme Master Television will meet the needs of the people watching the satellite?
We have the impression that your channel is very much focusing on positive things, entertainment, positive news, philosophy, and so on, and we believe that suits the interest of the people in this region quite well. It's good actually to have something and some content which looks into the positive sides of life.
Yes. Could you share with us the reach of the satellite platforms on which Supreme Master Television is launching on?
Yes, the reach of AsiaSat-3S at present is over 95 million households. And it could be even up to close to 150 million.
They're saying 300 million, actually.
Wow.
And I personally believe that people will react very positively to something where actually you hear positive news and where you can also allow your children actually to watch, because you know it's something positive. It's not something where you have to be alert to any kind of very excessive content.
Well, what about the number of countries that the satellites reach?
Almost all the countries here.
Well, the coverage of the satellite is basically from the from the Middle East in the west, to the Fiji Islands, and in the east to the Korea, down in the south to New Zealand, and in the north to full mainland China and Russia. So you have a tremendous platform. Basically, you can say everyone can see you. I'm very happy about what you are telling me about the mission, and I believe that your channel will be an enrichment for Asia. We are obviously very happy of being the selected tool for you, tool and partner in Asia, to do that.
Thank you, Gunter.
Congratulations very much on your channel starting to have the presence in Asia. And we're certainly looking forward to a long cooperation with you to not only do the broadcast, but helping you with getting to viewers.
Thank you, Patrick.
Obviously, congratulations to Supreme Master, to all the people, and I'm looking forward to see it on the platform very soon.
Great. Thank you, Johnny. Gunter, Patrick, and Johnny, thank you very much for joining us today. We are very excited about broadcasting in Asia on AsiaSat-3S, and we are very much looking forward to working closely with you and distributing the positive information to the world.
And our last guest, a representative from T-Systems, is Jennifer Racine, Sales Director of Broadcast, Video, Satellite, and Multimedia. T-Systems is one of Europe's leading providers of information and communications technologies, or ICT. T-System provides ICT solutions for multinational corporations on a global scale. Let us now welcome Miss Jennifer Racine.
Jennifer, welcome to Supreme Master Television. Thank you very much for joining us today. Can you share a little about yourself with our viewers?
I sure can. Thanks very much for having me, Michael. As you know, my name is Jennifer, and I work for a company called T-Systems, which is a provider of global fiber and satellite services to the broadcast industry. And I've been working with Supreme Master Television since 2006 to help launch first its European channels on the Hotbird and Astra satellite services. I'm very pleased and surprised, actually, at the rate of development that Supreme Master Television has gone through in just a year. And I congratulate everyone there on this upcoming global launch.
Thank you, Jennifer. And it's because of our partnerships with people like you and the company that you work for that we've been able to make such a rapid expansion. So thank you also for your efforts. What kind of positive trends do you see happening in the world?
I've seen people embrace, the concepts of relaxation and, you know, through meditation and positive thinking, even on a day-to-day business in the telecommunications industry where I work. Something that I think is eventually going to have a positive impact on the business world, I hope.
Yes. What kind of role do you think the media is playing?
A very important one. I think people are open and eager to looking to new avenues for receiving positive information.
And can you tell us, do you have any other clients who are broadcasting or providing such a channel like Supreme Master Television?
No, actually, this is the very first of its kind. I'm very honest when I say you do not realize how very quick you are rolling out this network. And it's really, really been quite impressive.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. Thanks for taking the time to speak with us today. And we really wish you all the best in your work.
Thank you, and to you also.
Many thanks to all the executives from the fantastic companies who have joined us today. God bless you for your deep commitment and brilliant work in providing services by which information can flow easily and quickly to all parts of the world. Through your wonderful technology and services, may more people be able to gain access to positive news and programs that reach to every corner of our globe.
In today's news, Spain donates 4 billion euros to help other countries develop. In ecology news, Newport City residents in Wales are ranked at the top for green efforts. In education news, Sri Lanka is on the fast track to achieving total literacy. In technology news, China and Italy cooperate to build the world's first floating tunnel. In animal welfare news, Lindsay Anderson and friends share the good news of vegetarianism with fellow students. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Fly-in news from the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association in Central Olac, Vietnam. The central region of Olac has been experiencing continuous floods, leaving residents in great difficulties. Presently, Guangzhou and Kanhua provinces are still submerged in water. Members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association immediately took action to help their fellow country people in need. On October 13th, our association's relief team distributed 1,000 meal portions, including rice and noodles, to those affected. Supreme Master Television will update with further reports as our association's relief work continues in Olac. May faith in the Most High bring comfort and security in the hearts of those affected. We pray for their quick recovery and return to their normal lives.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Lion News. Myanmar parties agreed to joint talks. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon announced on Monday the successful results of a six-day visit to Myanmar by UN Special Envoy Ibrahim Gambari. During the visit, both the existing government and the pro-democracy party led by Aung San Suu Kyi agreed to begin a dialogue. Secretary General Ban stated, "As a result of this visit, a process has been launched that will hopefully lead to a meaningful and substantive dialogue with concrete outcomes within an agreed time frame. We send our very best wishes to all parties in Myanmar for a successful resolution of your differences, and sincerely thank the United Nations for its support in bringing about this progress."
Fly-in News, United States reducing troop levels in Iraq. On Tuesday, the United States military confirmed that it will pull out some 3,000 troops from the northern Diyala province of Iraq. The plan is to get them back home by Christmas. Major Peggy Cagliari, a military spokeswoman, said the security situation in northern Iraq has improved exponentially. The ultimate goal is to transition Iraqi security forces to be able to provide security to citizens of Diyala independent of coalition forces. Thank you, United States, for bringing your personnel home in time to be with their loved ones for the holidays. May heaven bless Iraq and her people with stability, happiness, and peace.
Lion News. Spanish football team donates $100,000 to flood victims in Tabasco. The director general of the football team, Real Madrid, delivered $100,000 to local authorities when he visited Mexico this week. Miguel Angel Arroyo told reporters at a press conference, "We held a campaign in Madrid to raise awareness of the tragedy that was underway in the Mexican state. Thank you and God bless Real Madrid and Mr. Arroyo for bringing this generous contribution to the flood victims in Mexico. May your donation help bring about a speedy recovery for all Tabascans."
Fly-in News. Russia shutting down the last military base in Georgia. On Tuesday, Russia confirmed the official end of a two-century military presence in Georgia. Andrei Popov, Russia's commander of military forces in the Caucasus, signed an agreement to transfer authority of the last military base at Batumi back to Georgia. Batu Kutelia, first deputy defense minister of Georgia, said, "This is a day of major importance for the country. Thank you, Russia, for this honorable gesture of peace. May God bless your nations with abundant harmony, friendship, and happiness."
Lion News. Top U.S. legislator urges troop withdrawal from Iraq. On Tuesday, U.S. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid announced that Congress would withhold funds from the military unless a plan is made to withdraw troops from Iraq soon. A recent congressional report estimates the economic cost of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan to be $1.6 trillion U.S. dollars. "Thank you, Mr. Reid, for your firm stance in support of peace. We pray for the safe return of the soldiers to their loved ones."
Lion News. China's foreign minister visits Iran. Chinese Foreign Minister Yang Jiechi was in Iran to meet with Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Foreign Minister Yang expressed support for Iran's peaceful nuclear energy program and commended the president for his cooperation with the International Atomic Energy Agency. "Heaven bless China and Iran as they work together for a more peaceful world. May their positive relationship continue for the benefit of their citizens, for the people of the world."
Lion News. U.S. aid supports education in Yemen. The U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, confirmed on Saturday a contribution of $20 million U.S. dollars for further educational development in the Middle Eastern country of Yemen. This amount will finance the second five-year phase of a project called Improving Basic Education. Yemen's education minister, Abdul Salam al-Jafi, said that his country values U.S. aid support. Thank you, and God bless the U.S. Agency for International Development for your noble concern and care for children's education. May the great Allah bless Yemen and her beautiful citizens with abundant wisdom, well-being, and happiness.
Fly-in News. New U.S. report reveals true cost of conflict in Iraq and Afghanistan. According to a recent report prepared by the Joint Economic Committee of the U.S. Congress, the real cost of operations in Iraq and Afghanistan is double the figure reported in the national budget. The hidden costs, which include medical expenses for wounded soldiers and increased oil prices, represent at least $20,000 burden on every American family. Thank you, U.S. Joint Economic Committee members, for trying to increase American support for a peaceful withdrawal from Iraq and Afghanistan by sharing this information. May heaven smile upon the American people's efforts towards a peaceful approach to world affairs.
Fly-in News. Cinnamon can save lives, says Israeli scientist. Inspired by a Torah reading he heard one evening, Professor Michael Ovadia of Tel Aviv University began researching the medicinal properties of cinnamon. He found that an extract of this aromatic spice can prevent avian flu as well as several other viruses. The extract will soon be produced commercially with applications that include a spray form to prevent the spread of avian flu in public places. Thank you, Dr. Ovadia and Tel Aviv University, for discovering this effective natural remedy. May God bless your future noble endeavors.
Fly-in News. India is committed to national cow protection. The Constitution of India prescribes environmental protection, compassion, and a complete ban on the slaughter of cows and their offspring. The statement in Article 51AG said, "It shall be the fundamental duty of every citizen of India to protect and improve the natural environment, including forests, lakes, rivers, and wildlife, and to have compassion for all living creatures." Home to 200 million cows, the lives of these animals are considered equal to human in the Hindu scriptures. Wow, we are moved to tears by your caring treatment of our beloved animal friends. Heaven bless your nation for this heartwarming commitment to the compassionate way of life. On behalf of the peaceful cows, thank you, thank you, thank you, India. Thank you.
Lion News. Anonymous friend gives $100 million to small U.S. town. 46 charitable organizations in Erie, Pennsylvania, USA, a town with twice the national poverty rate, have received an incredible windfall of $100 million from someone known only as Anonymous Friend. The charity organizers are most grateful for the money and very respectful of the donor's wishes to remain anonymous. Rebecca Brumigan, who leads a physical therapy center for children, stated, "The needs are really great, so we will be able to help more children because of this." Thank you, and God bless, Anonymous Friend, for your great generosity. Congratulations, Charities in Erie, on this gift from heaven.
Fly-in News. News from the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association in the U.S. The global launch of Supreme Master Television on an additional 10 satellite platforms was featured in New York City's famous Times Square, where over 1.5 million people pass through daily. With the help of PR newswire Reuters, New Yorkers and worldwide tourists visiting the Big Apple can't miss the invitation to join in viewing Supreme Master Television. On two large displays, sized at 23 feet wide by 46 feet high and 35 feet wide by 32.5 feet high, the historic launch of perhaps the world's first global positive channel was announced on the Reuters office building, located at 43rd Street and 7th Avenue in Times Square. In Los Angeles, California, at several events, celebrities and dignitaries also shared in the joy of Supreme Master Television going global this Friday, November 16th.
Congratulations on your global launch.
Congratulations to Supreme Master Television on your global launch.
keep up the positive news.
Hi, this is Lori Bowster from Animal Acres Farm Animal Sanctuary in Los Angeles, extending my congratulations to Supreme Master Television for going worldwide and spreading a message of compassion and positive energy and healing and helping the world to millions more. Thank you, Supreme Master Television.
I am so thrilled that Supreme Master Television is going worldwide. I think it's a fantastic thing that it's occurring, and Supreme Master Television is definitely helping shift the focus of the international media. And congratulations to you.
A heartfelt thank you to PR Newswire Reuters for your assistance in sharing the exciting news of Supreme Master Television global launch. And thank you all for your shared enthusiasm and support of Supreme Master Television. We thank God for this opportunity to share more positive programming with a worldwide television audience.
In world news, Spain provides 4 billion euro in foreign aid. The Spanish government is to donate 4 billion euro, which is 5.68 billion US dollars, to help in the development process of some countries in Latin America, Africa and Asia. Spain aims to donate 0.7% of the country's gross domestic product to international development. Thank you and God bless the generous Spanish people for your dedicated commitment to enriching people's lives. May all people be blessed to live in peace and abundance. Coming up on Noteworthy News, residents of a city in Wales are ranked the most environmentally conscious. We'll take a brisk walk and be right back. Keep your dial tuned here to Supreme Master Television.
This Friday, join us for a live broadcast. Supreme Master Television has extended a warm invitation to author Supreme Master Ching Hai for a discussion of her number one international bestsellers, The Dogs in My Life and The Birds in My Life. Broadcast live on Supreme Master Television's global launch date. This Friday, November 16th, 2007 at 3 p.m. GMT and 4 p.m. Central European Time. Be sure to tune in for this exciting event.
Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. I'm Leonard the Lion. Today I'd like to tell you about a wonderful herb, parsley. It is a good remedy for indigestion and is also high in vitamins A and C, besides iron and magnesium. Growing a pot of parsley is a great addition to your kitchen windowsill, patio, or garden. Thanks for tuning in. Now let's have a look at the weather from around the world.
News, Newport City residents have smallest eco footprint. The World Wildlife Fund United Kingdom has released results of a study. The residents of 60 cities in England, Scotland, and Wales and their effect on the environment were ranked. The results show that the city of Newport, Wales came out on top. Residents of this green city use more public transport, utilize home energy more efficiently, and eat more locally produced food. Congratulations and thank you, Newport, Wales. May heaven bless your efforts to preserve our beautiful planet.
In education news, Sri Lanka aims for 100% literacy rate by 2011. The goal to achieve total literacy in Sri Lanka can be achieved 4 years earlier than United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organizations or UNESCO's 2015 target. To help this worthy project, IBM's KidSmart IT program has donated computers worth over 250 million rupees, in addition to the 500 computers already given. Thank you and God bless Sri Lanka and IBM KidSmart IT program for your commitment to achieving universal primary education. Heaven bless all children with peaceful lives and abundant educational opportunities. Up next on Supreme Master Television's Noteworthy News, the world's first floating tunnel to be built in China. Well, thank God for the abundant gifts in our lives and return soon with more positive news.
To Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In technology news, Archimedes Bridge to be built in China. Cooperation between China and Italy has resulted in the commencement of construction on the world's first suspended tunnel or Archimedes Bridge. It will be built across Qingdao Lake and Zhejiang Province. The bridge looks like a large oval-shaped tube with a highway and two railway tracks running through it. Thank you, China and Italy, for this wonderful collaboration. May this innovative water crossing technology be blessed with a great and successful future.
In animal welfare news, teenagers turn vegetarian for the love of animals. Lindsay Anderson of Iowa, USA, became vegetarian a year ago. Now she and other like-minded students have founded Students for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or CETA. They enthusiastically share information about the benefits of vegetarian and vegan diets with fellow students. In addition, these compassionate teenagers raise funds and do volunteer work for the local animal shelter. Thanks, Lindsay Anderson and the CETA group, for your positive and loving action of taking care of our beautiful animal friends. May God bless your compassionate efforts.
Please join us for some humor with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Today's joke is entitled Bigger and Better.
So now, this guru has a wife, huh, and kids, and he is very famous for being very pure and incorruptible. So some of the politicians come to the so-called master house, because many of the so-called teacher or master, they have a lot of followers, and that makes a difference. Even one vote makes difference. They know that the master cannot be talked into bribery and taking things, so they try the wife. Normally it works. The subordinate of the future governor came to the wife. Oh, madam, just tell us what to do. What the teacher needs, we will do it. Just try. We won't blame you if it's not successful. So the teacher's wife said, all right, I will try. Now I tell you, there is something maybe working. My husband belonged to the mouse. According to the Chinese zodiac, So now you go home and make a golden mouse for his next week birthday. Then I will try my best. They came home and they go to the jewelry and make a golden mouse, exactly like a mouse, but gold, solid. She already instructed, must be solid. This is not gold-plated thing. We don't accept false thing. We're teaching the truth. Next week, these people brought the golden mouse to the wife, and the wife tried to give it to the teacher. And the teacher asked, where from? So the wife have to confess, you know, everything. So, well, these people, their devotion is so overwhelming that I could not refuse. So I told them, this week is your birthday, and your zodiac sign is the mouse. I told them to make a golden mouse for you, so please accept it. So the teacher was very frustrated, saying, why did you tell them that my zodiac is mouse? You could have told them that I belong to the buffalo.
And now for our viewers' hotline. This sweet hotline is from Mimi, who wrote,
I like it very much. Thank you, Mimi.
Hello, and thank you, Mimi. That was very much appreciated. May you enjoy beautiful days in God's grace and love.
Do you have a hotline today? Thank you for joining us today on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. If you have any positive stories or comments from your part of the world, please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on the screen.
As it is said in Kurdish, Sarchawan, which means farewell. May heaven's abundant blessings and grace be with you and your loved ones.